Hey, everybody, welcome in. We are traveling through candidate country with you, and I encourage you to listen to the candidates before you vote. Please don't rely on somebody's yard sign, just a yard sign to tell you how to vote. Come on, get informed and then vote. And so to that end, we have two candidates talking with you today. They are vying for the one open position on the Lake Pendere School District board. They are Jennifer McKnight and Scott Wood. So stay with us. Lots of good information coming your way right after our first break. We're going to do a little business and we'll be right back.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pendere, 208-263-6820.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open, a cozy cabin dedicated to buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. There's always something new to see at Mountain Traders. It's not just another store, it's an experience. Mountain Traders, local trading post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Pendere. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Please say hello and welcome with me to Scott Wood and Jennifer McKnight. Thanks, guys, for being here with me. I appreciate it.
Hello.
All right. Well, Scott, let's begin with you. I'd like to each of you to introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Okay. I'm Scott Wood. I'm a fourth-generation resident of Bonner County, born and raised here. My family moved into the area in the early 40s, and
what is it about the school board and running for the school board that got you involved?
I want to give back. The community's been good to me, and I think it's just a good way to for me to give back to the community. I think I have some knowledge with some business and some stuff that I'm doing that I can use that knowledge towards making the school district a better place for all of our kids. things that, you know, the world's changing a little bit nowadays. And I believe we live and work in a community that we can keep it a little bit more laid back, if you will. And so that's kind of the reasoning for that. I was going to go back a little bit back to where we come from. My family, when we came here, moved up to Gold Creek, where the current Western Pleasure Guest Ranch is. My aunt and uncle, Jenny and Raleigh, run that up there. In about 78, we moved down into the valley, and that's where most of the Wood family resides there. My mom and dad went to school here. Aunts, uncles, all my cousins, great, you know, we've been here a long time.
So. All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm a lot newer than you are. But I feel like I've been here a long time.
Not many people have been here as long as us.
Exactly. All right. Jennifer McKnight, introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Hi. I am Jen McKnight, and I'm running for school board. I'm a Christian, and what's been going on with Israel is really on my heart. We love Israel and the people, and it's some really sad stuff going on, and we support them. I'm married. I have a great husband. He's really encouraging of my run for school board, and he and I are really friends, and we have children that have gone through the school district, and our youngest one has graduated this year. Sorry. And they are really just great freedom fighters coming up in this next generation. I'm conservative, and I've been in Bonner County for 7.5 years, Idaho for a decade total. I hail from Southern Nevada, which is pretty similar to Idaho, and I come from a small town and really close to family. And I really believe in family values and that the family is important. And I think that that's one of the biggest problems in our school district is that it's so separated from the family and the citizen.
All right, Jen, thank you so much. I'm going to keep it with you, give you the next question. One of the top issues, it seems, for board members, at least from the perspective of some people, is that those board members need to have a sufficient, if not an abundant, amount of time to read the material, to meet with parents, to meet with teachers or teachers, you know, to be really involved, not just attend the meeting. I'm so sorry. I forgot to silence my phone. Oh my gosh.
It's charming, Barbara. It's fine.
I know. My ring is a whistle.
What a whistle.
This is so bad, you guys. Jen, abundant time. I just
brought to you by the Andy Griffith Show.
Yep, that muffled it. You did
it. A little bit.
Abundant time. Take it away, Jennifer.
Abundant time for the board members to go over the policy. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have abundant time?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do have plenty of time. And there is a lot of material. There's a lot of policy. Just the student handbook is 35 pages that they expect parents to read at the beginning of the year. And I read that and make notes, and I don't agree and sign to everything. And, you know, on the school board, it's our job annually to review that. That's something that we have to write or approve and make adjustments on. And then there's other school board policy beyond that. So there's just a ton of stuff to go through. And I am especially qualified to go through policy, and I have a good understanding of legislative language.
All right, very good. Same question, Scott, to you. What about your time frame? You mentioned that you work, that you know you have a job with your family and that. How about your time frames?
I probably do not have as much time as Jen because, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom, but I believe I can make the time. I'll make it work. I go home and sit there and watch TV or something, and I can use that time to be doing things like this, you know, reading policy, going through that. So I have some free time that I could dedicate towards that. I would get involved with the existing school board, and I think they would be help assist in some of that, you know, and whatnot, and educating me on the things that's going on and whatnot. So
okay.
I believe I can make that work as well.
All right. Excellent. I'm going to keep it with you, Scott. Give us one top problem that you are aware of, that you're concerned about in the district, and what would be your solution for that?
My top problem is probably our aging facilities. They're just old and deteriorating. Three of the buildings in Southside School, Northside School, as well as the middle school were all built in 1953. Washington School was built in 1950, and these schools just cannot. They're functioning now, yes, but we need to look at some creative options to try to get some funding to give them a good rehab.
So what's the solution that you see as actual viable?
Well, I think that we need to be going to our state legislators and trying to work with them. I believe that the state needs to be coming up with some funding for this. I mean, I think they've just been kicking the can down the road for years and years, and it's not just a Bonner County School District, Lake Pendre School District situation. It's a statewide issue. I mean, from top to bottom of Idaho, all the schools are aging. It's not just us. So I believe that the state needs to step up and start helping some of this.
All right, Jennifer, the same question to you. A problem that you are concerned about, and what's your solution?
I think the biggest problem that we face is the lack of connection between the school district and the citizen and the parents. You know, right now I go to these board meetings and, you know, parents and citizens are not listened to. And the school board is only there to represent the citizen. That's the school board's job. And instead of representing the citizen, it listens to the superintendent report. It listens to presentations by teachers that don't have time limits. And parents are discouraged from even being there. They're discouraged from speaking. We're given strict time limits. Citizens the same way. And there's just, you know, you watch the whole board meeting and you're like, hey, where are we getting input from the citizens? Because the only thing that I would be there to do as your representative is to bring your will to the school district, not vice versa. I don't need to find out what the school, you know, thinks should be going on and bring it back to you and tell you, you know, what to do and how to raise your kids.
Okay, very good. I'm going to keep it with you and ask for you to agree or disagree in what part from Scott's concern about aging facilities and going to the taxpayer, which is state money, for the solution. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that we need to be really careful at this time. There's a lot of inflation, and I think that that's been hitting everybody. And I think that when we have when we increase our spending, and a lot of times that's through a levy, when we increase our spending, that really can force a lot of people out of the area. So, you know, I hear people all the time complain that rich Californians are coming in here. And, you know, when we build new expensive schools, that's what we're setting up for, is more of that. And we're setting up to really tax people out of the area. And the kids that we want to help, when we say it's for the kids that we want to help, those kids are going to have to leave.
Okay. All right. And Scott, the same question to you. Jennifer brought up a concern about the communication. Who does a board trustee actually represent, and lack of communication? Do you agree or do you disagree with that?
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the current board, I think they do a fair job of representing the area and working with the parents. I don't agree that there's that much disconnect between the two. As far as what she said about the limited time at the board meetings when you go to, I mean, everybody gets their 3 minutes. That's just how all official meetings are run. So I just don't feel the same way, I guess.
Yep. All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to start this round with Jennifer. Identify another problem that you have observed and your solution for it.
All right. I think that the school needs to get back to a strong focus on academics. During COVID, there was a real slip. And, you know, kids just, they got their diplomas with no education behind them for a couple of years. And they're really falling behind. And we have issues, you know, I've heard citizens, you know, every citizen that I've heard talk about it is against CRT. They tell me that they want to see CRT out of the schools, and they've,
which is critical race theory.
Yeah, and they've let the schools know that. So then they bring in something else that has a different name. So they bring in SEL, they bring in Design for Change. Now there's something else called CORE that's coming in that's new. And these teaching methods, you know, that they're bringing in, it's just like they're not listening to the citizen and what we. The heart of what we really want is that we want the focus on academics.
And your solution?
To focus on academics and to, you know, take that stuff out and to make policy that removes those things.
All right, good. Scott, another problem that you've observed that you're concerned about and your solution.
I'd like to talk about the CRT that Jen had just mentioned first. I don't recall that ever being brought up. I think it was just a term that was brought in that gets floated around, but I don't necessarily believe that has been or is in our schools at all. And as education-wise, I think things are moving forward as they should. The COVID situation, that was a bad time for everything, and I think that we are slowly coming out of that. It's taken some people a little bit of time, and the school district probably as well. But I think that we're on the right track. The school board is on the right track, and the school system is on the right track still as far as coming out of the COVID stuff.
Okay, so you've already commented on her mentioning the CRT. You don't consider that to be an issue. You don't agree on that.
I do not, nope.
You also don't agree that education. Do you want to rebut, you know, that CRT and our academic achievement is a concern? Because that's going to come up later, but you can comment on that.
It's subtle. I saw it when my kids went through the high school, and I also saw it in the school board meetings, and I've also read things in the student handbook that they all have kind of a, you know, you can see it layered in where they're getting into the kids' emotions and they're getting into indoctrination. And the indoctrination, some of it's subtle and some of it's really overt, but I think it's kind of buried in a handbook that is too long for people to read.
All right, real good. We are going to change directions, and so we are going to take a break right now. When we come back, we've got more information from these two candidates. Thank you.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Kylie and I are excited to show you the rugged good looks and adventurous spirit of this all-new Subaru Outback.
It has a roomy interior and almost 9 inches of ground clearance that make on- or off-road driving fun.
Plus, Subaru's legendary safety features like symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology.
Visit parkersubaru.com or drop by the dealership to learn about our great selection of vehicles built for adventure, comfort, and safety.
See the Subaru Outback and receive your no-problem customer service at Parker Subaru in beautiful Coeur d'Alene.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Today we are talking with Scott Wood and Jennifer McKnight. They are vying for that one open position on the Lake Pendere School District Board of Trustees. So you guys get to make the decision. The election is coming up in November the 7th, and you get to decide, will it be Scott Wood or will it be Jennifer McKnight? If you're a voter in the Lake Pendere School District, that's, you have to be in the district to be voting. All right, my next question, and we're going to start with Scott. I'm looking for something that the district has done, I don't know, fairly recently, or that the district has done that you really like. You really support it. You're glad they did it, and you would have voted yes if you had been on the board.
I think that they've done a really good job with their strategic plan that they put in place here in the last year. I think a lot of my thoughts and ideas align pretty well with their strategic with that.
Please name one.
The facilities is one of the things on that thing. It's like number one on their strategic plan. So, and like I say, I am pro facilities. So.
Okay.
Trying to upgrade creatively, just something needs to be done. If anybody has walked through the halls or been through the school district, and I've been through, when I was a kid, I went through every school in the district aside from the South Side schools. They're just old, and really, if you walk into them today, they are identical to the way they were when I was young. And that's the same for my parents as well.
All right. So. All right. Thank you for that. Jennifer, the same question. Something the school district has done or they have in place that you really do agree with, that you like?
Boy, that's a tough one. I've seen some good conservative measures, a few on the board that, you know, the board's pretty unbalanced right now. It tends to lean pretty far to the left, and, you know, even with moderates on there, that kind of pulls it still to the left. But we do have a conservative board member already on there, and one of the things that I've seen that was really good is more attention to the opt-in, opt-out issue. So parents are they have an opt out where they can say, no, I don't want my kids to be a part of this thing, but it needs to be an opt in. So if something is really controversial that parents might not agree with, that they should be able to say, I do want my kid to take part in that, mm-hmm. rather than maybe it falls through the cracks, they don't find out about it, and then it just happens.
So no matter what it is, whether it's a very conservative issue or it's a more progressive issue option, parents have got to either say yes or no. They have to make a decision here, bring them out.
Yeah, for all types of parents. Parents want to be the ones making these decisions for their kids.
All right, very good. What do you think about that opt-in, opt-out? Right now it's opt-out, but...
I don't have a whole lot to say about that, I guess, right now.
All right. And we're back to facilities, and you've already commented on that. Jen, do you have anything else to say about facilities? That's a big point that Scott is making on his candidacy.
Yeah, so... Zone 1, which reaches from, reaches through Sully Valley all the way through Grouse Creek and Colburn and Hope and Clark Fork. It's a really big zone, and it contains Northside School, the Hope Elementary, and the Clark Fork Junior Senior High. And I did tour those schools, and they do need maintenance, but I don't think they need to be rebuilt from the ground up. I think that's too expensive, and I don't think that the people want it. And they get their, they get to have a say in that when they vote.
All right. It's up for Jennifer to speak again first on this next one. I'm going to take it back to academic achievement. There was a publication recently of the top schools in Idaho testing at the top for math and English at high school and elementary. Coeur d'Alene, Lakeland, Hayden placed in that top tier, and none of our schools in Lake Pendere School District did. I mean, there we are with testing, and there's a lot of nuances there. But Jennifer, would you go over again? What are your concerns specifically? What are you basing your concerns about academic excellence in our school district on?
I guess the main thing I'm basing it on is that my kids just went through the high school, so I really saw close up firsthand that there is not enough focus on academics and not enough on achievement. And there, when I go to these school board meetings, I see where the focus is. The focus is on attendance. That's a big one because that's where they get their funding. So I think there's too much focus on just, having the kids there and then passing them through and giving them a diploma, regardless of achievement.
All right. So, Scott, we're back to the academic issue, which a lot of people would say it's the business of the district. This is the product. Everything else is secondary. So do you have any concerns about it? The academic rating in the district? Or you were pretty comfortable. I think you said that in the education academic area it was okay.
There's always room for improvement, yes. One thing that I would like to focus on is the vocational tech classes, though. As a business owner and an employer in the district, in the community, there's just not many kids that are interested in going into the trades and things like that. I think there's a generation gap that the workers of the country have kind of faded out, tablets and games and things like that, and they would rather work off of their computer rather than going to work. Well, I think you can make a really good living by just going out, getting out of high school, and going to work. The fad of, and I'm probably not even, it's not even a fad, but the used to be a push to get kids to go to college and get education and so on and so forth. Well, I don't necessarily think that is the case nowadays, because I think you can get out of high school and you can go to work, and by the time the one kid gets out of college and is in debt that much, he's already made that kind of money. So In our business and in our what we do, and that's heating and cooling and carpenters and everything, I think that's super important. Kids need to get into school and take auto shop and woodworking and learn that they can build stuff with their hands.
All right, excellent. I'm going to keep it with you, Scott. Huh? I'm going to ask another tough question in a way because I want another top priority. You have mentioned facilities and tech training. What's another top priority that you, as a board member, you want to lobby for?
Well, I'd like to continue. Well, I guess just main, those two are my top priorities, I would say. Obviously, you guys are talking about the education thing. There's room for improvement there. The facilities thing is super important to me. And that, you know, just because it's an education thing doesn't mean there's also the sports that are involved with facilities as well. So yesterday there was middle school wrestling sign-ups, and 46 boys signed up and 36 girls signed up. And that's amazing numbers. The problem with that is they have a room that's 38 by 40 foot. That's their wrestling room. And it's just not a big enough space.
Okay. So sports, you're adding to the list. Jennifer, you have talked about twice now about academic excellence and very much about how the board needs to be listening to parents. I want you to add to that list. What's another issue that you have with the district that you really want to lobby for?
Well, I'd like to first say that I strongly agree with Scott about the kids' education and going and having jobs and about engaging them personally rather than just over computer. But I would also add that for the tech programs, I'd have to get in and see where the balance is with that. I am for tech programs, but if they're taking too much away from, academics, you know, if a kid is not going to go off to college, if they're going to go right into the workforce, this might be the last, you know, of an academic education that they're getting. So we want to make sure they have the really strong base because they're, you know, we know as adults, we don't encounter a math class as an adult anywhere else. This is it for them. So we want to make sure that they are definitely taken care of in that area. And then the tech classes and those other things need to take a second, not no priority, but a second priority.
All right. I want another top priority. I'm looking for three top priorities, and we're getting them: tech, facility, sports, and academic, Jennifer, and let me see, also tech. What's the other one? Oh, that the parents would be better connected. Mm-hmm. Give me one more issue that you want to lobby for.
Well, one of my big issues is supporting families. I think that, you know, the school, when they have an attitude that the parents don't know what they're doing or don't know what they're talking about, or I've even heard at the schools them say, they told me most parents aren't good parents like me. And I disagree. I think they just aren't aligning with what the school is trying to do with the child. And that they say they have a whole child approach. Now, that means that the school wants to get their hands on our whole children. And that means there's nothing left for us to raise in our children. That means the state is raising our children. And that's not what the people want. So the people are paying the school district, and they're supposed to be able to instruct the school district on what they want, but then the school district is taking the children from the family, and that's just really backwards, and it's not right.
All right, same question to you, Scott. Another top priority for you that's different.
I just want to rebut on what Jennifer said there. Families are super busy nowadays, both working. Not everybody, which is great, by the way, you're a stay-at-home mom. My wife is also a stay-at-home mom. But not everybody is that lucky. It takes a lot to keep things going nowadays. And so with that being said, the parents are not around as much as they used to be. And I also believe that, you know, based on that, you know, parents just aren't, they're not raising their kids like they did years and years ago. It takes a community. It takes some other people, some help. Kids look up to coaches and, you know, and other people associated with the school, certain teachers. And, I just think that it takes more to raise good human beings nowadays than it used to.
So I'm hearing your next priority is that the schools really do need to become, it's called in loco parentis, where they kind of really take over the parenting.
I don't necessarily want them to take over. I just feel that they do not need to take over.
All
but
right.
I feel it just takes a community to get everybody to raise your kids.
All right, we're going to let it go right there. We are up against our last break, you guys. I want you to stay with us because we've got more coming your way.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Nest Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Nest Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We are talking today with Scott Wood and Jennifer McKnight. They are vying for the one open position on the Lake Pondere School District Board of Trustees. They want your vote. That election is coming up on Tuesday, November the 7th. when you all get to make the decision. It's your choice and you get to make it. I also want to let you know about an upcoming community forum that these candidates, and I'm assuming other candidates, will be at, but these two Lake Pendere School District candidates will be there. It's coming up next Tuesday, a week from today. That's October the 17th at 5:30 in the afternoon, from 5:30 to 7:30. So if you guys are working, you should be able to get there. It starts at 5:30, and it's at the Community Hall here in Sandpoint. So that's next Tuesday, October the 17th, 5:30 in the afternoon to 7:30. I guess all the candidates are being invited. Excuse me. And so I'm assuming that, you know, as many candidates that can get there will be there. Both of these candidates, Jennifer McKnight and Scott Wood, have indicated that they will be there. All right. So when we were talking before the last break, we kind of got into an issue about one of the top priorities, as Jen said, was that, you know, parents, and it goes with communication, and I'll start with you, Jennifer, between the board and parents, that parents need to be listened to, they need to be respected, and that they are the ones that are setting the values for their family. Have I understood what you were saying correctly? Would you expand on that and correct me if I'm wrong?
No, you're right on. That's exactly right. You know, parents matter. And, you know, a family, you know, it's parents, it's kids, it can be grandparents. And that family unit is what those kids need. They need their family unit, and they need to learn values in that small group that, you know, God designed a family. And, you know, now in this nation, we're seeing it kind of ripped apart. So where are kids going to be if the family is made to, like, no longer exist? We don't want to see an attack on our family, and we want to see respect for families, strong families, loving families. And, you know, that really means that those values get taught there, because when they're being taught in a large setting with many students, that's like being a kid with, you know, hundreds of siblings. You know, those kids need to learn those important, intimate values within their families.
All right, very good. Now, I don't want to change what you said, Scott, on this same issue, but you did say that parents are busy and that the school needs to take over a lot of what the parents are not doing, and that is what you said.
Well,
so I want you to clarify where you are on this, because
I did not really, I mean, I didn't mean to say that the school should take over at all. I think it's they can help out. I do agree with Jen that family, it comes first. Family is the most important. I grew up in a huge family. I have a huge family, and I learned from every person of, you know, everybody in my family. And with that being said, I think that through sports and extracurricular activities that I did, I definitely got some benefits through coaches and whatnot too. I don't think that just didn't mean to bring that up.
You used the phrase that I think is what I was keying off of. It takes a village.
Yes, and
you agree? You still agree with that? Yeah,
kind of feel that way. That being said, the school should not be taken over, but I think just influences and I don't think it's a terrible thing.
Okay, very good. I want to ask a question that I think a lot of people are thinking about. Jen, you brought it up with inflation, and we have, you know, families that are definitely in the middle class, and it's difficult for them to afford things. If we take money out of the equation, Scott, I'll start with you on this. If money is taken out, like in your facilities issue, what other solutions are there if we don't make money the answer to everything that we need to do in the school district?
Well, it's going to take some money in order to improve the schools. I'm not talking about a levy or anything. My first priority would be to try to go to the state legislatures and try to come up with some funds. But in order to improve anything, we're going to have to come up with some kind of a cash flow, creative ways to be affording some of this stuff. The old steam pipes in these buildings they're 70 years old, and some of them are buried in the dirt, and they're just corroded. And at some point, there is going to be a catastrophic failure, and I don't know what we're going to do.
All right. Same question to you, Jen, quickly. If money is taken out of the equation, there are other things to put in for some of these solutions?
Yeah, I think we just need to reprioritize. A lot of times when, new levies are pushed on us, it's because, the money is spent on things that we don't need. And then things that we do need, like sports, weren't given the prioritization. So later we can be told, hey, we need this levy because we need sports or whatever. But if we're prioritizing correctly in the first place, I think that we don't have that issue. And one more thing I want to say about levies is that for Zone 1, if a levy is put on the ballot, it goes district-wide. So if people in other zones vote that levy in Zone 1, that means that you're going to have to pay it too.
All right, very good. We are getting out of time, so it's time for your closing statement. Scott, talk to our audience, and I'm going to be looking at the clock.
Okay, well, I'm Scott Wood, fourth-generation resident. Five generations of my family are living here today. Four generations have gone through the school system, and there is more to come. There's more being hatched all the time, believe it or not. And I just want to give back to the community. I think that I'm in a position to where I can help the school district move forward. Yes, the facilities are one of my priorities, and that's just because, my parents walked through the halls of these schools, and I walked through the halls of these schools, and now my kids are walking through the halls of these same schools, and not a whole lot has been done. And I just think that my grandchildren they deserve to have a little bit more updated facilities.
So. All right, excellent. Thank you, and thank you for being here today. Jen, the same thing. Please, a closing statement for our audience.
Yeah, I think that we really need to regain local control. When I see what's happening in the school district, I'm seeing things that are coming from somewhere else on a national level, and we don't want to lose our identity locally. I think that we need to really listen to the local citizen instead of having the curriculum and the teaching methods coming down from the national level or the state level. I think we need local control. Jen McKnight for School Board, Zone 1, LPLSD, November 7th.
All right. Thank you, both of you, Jen, Scott, for being with us today. That's it. I wish all the best to both of you. Come on back next week. We'll be talking with three of the six Sandpoint City Council candidates, but hold your vote because the remaining three candidates will be on the following week. Get to know the candidates up close and personal right here, unrehearsed and unedited. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. May God richly bless you, and please pray for Israel.